Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the B-List. This is B.
I'm with a special... Oh, my mic. Oh. My first time here. I am here, and I'm joined by a special guest. Am I high or something? My best friend's here. Nolan Bellavance. He's been here before.
Hi.
The podcast, his podcast, is You Should Probably Read More. You guys have new episodes like once a month,
it seems. Yeah, we do like once a month.
Basically like a book club.
Yeah, like it's new. I think we only have like 7 episodes. It's, you know, we're still trying to like figure shit out and like book guests. We need like a month to like read.
Who has time to read?
No one.
Most Americans don't. Most Americans
literally.
Can't.
Literally.
Actually, some of your guests are people that you guys might know. Tracy Morrissey's been on there. I think Ryan O'Connell, he's been on this podcast a long time ago. He's a writer slash actor. He's been in his own Netflix show special. So, yeah, if Front you guys
has,
read.
We had Front has Purnell on.
Right. Great guests.
Yeah. Thanks. It's cool. Podcasting is, you know, anyone can do it, as they say.
Not everyone can read, but everyone can chat. One thing about me, I'm a yapper. As you know.
No.
Am I? Life is good. It's been summer. The sun is out. I'll go into all the reasons that it is good. The sun is out. I'm tan. I'm really tan right now.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you. And Just Like That is filming. And anytime and Just Like That is filming and you see Carrie Bradshaw walking through the city wearing really fucked up shit, it's like that's how you know summer's here.
Yeah, that hat.
Yeah.
That hat.
But I can't ever be, I'm a Carrie apologist. Like,
I mean, she's the main character.
Yeah.
So are we.
Yeah. But you're like
I'm a Miranda.
Yeah, you're for sure a Miranda. Like you're like a low on the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the IQ.
What was that?
Low IQ.
Low IQ. Who? Low? Low
IQ. No, me.
Did you notice the corporations? haven't changed out their logos for Pride this year?
I think being gay has finally become a little divisive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally. It's become out of like not in vogue anymore. I'm happy for it. Like
I can't tell if it's because we've been complaining or if it's because the right wingers are complaining.
Yeah, I think it's the right wingers. And honestly, the less that they talk and have ammo about talking about these fucking flags, I'm like, it is a fucking flag. I'm not going to say I hate all flags because that would be terrible.
You're not Samuel Alito.
No, not Alito. Turn it upside down. Well, let's get right into this, actually. I wanted to, because I didn't talk about this. It's been over a week since the last episode, and Trump was convicted.
Yay!
They're getting MAGA up out of here. Because just today before we got on here, Steve Bannon also is ordered, he's ordered to surrender to prison on July 1st. July 1st.
Happy Canada Day. How long is his sentence for?
4 months.
Oh, that's lovely.
He's going in July 1st and he's going to get out right in time for Halloween.
Oh, right before the election. That'll be a
Boom.
really great.
Spooky.
Yeah.
But that's going to be kind of a great
Jesus.
thing to not have Steve Bannon really in the mix on the political battlefield for that period of time.
I'm sure someone else will take his place.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I mean,
A new Supreme arise.
I feel like I feel like the only people who actually listen or care about him are terrorists. So it's not, I feel like
Yeah.
he doesn't, outside of like psychopaths, he doesn't have very many. His influence is kind of low, you
Yeah.
know?
Normal people don't know his fucking name. They're like, oh, that weird
Yeah.
fat guy with the rosacea and the scotch or the drinking problem. Like,
Yeah, and like the melting, the like rotting face. And we're not talking about Rudy Giuliani.
he's up next, by the way. So that fat fuck is gonna die in jail. They're getting everybody up out of here.
I was just gonna say, like, is it wrong to want to start like a death pool? Like, who's
No,
gonna die? Who's gonna
I
die
don't think
first?
so.
Should we
It's
start
2024. You
placing
can do that.
bets? We should start
Yeah.
placing bets, right? Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani's going first. Because he's like
I mean,
destitute.
yeah, that's he's like scraping.
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
Yeah.
And when you get that dire, it's like the decisions that you have left, like there's not many,
I know. You're
you
about to
know?
move to the Myrtle Broadway stop. Be with all the destitute hipsters in Brooklyn going to Bossa Nova Civic Club. Said, I want to be broke like y'all. Broken fabulous.
I'm gonna find him wandering the streets barefoot in LA. Imagine. Oh my God.
That's
What
crazy.
else?
50 Cent made a performative pilgrimage.
Oh God.
He was taking photo ops with Lauren Boebert. I fucking hate these men. Like, I don't think there's really any male rappers at this point that I'm like, they're all bad. Everybody's terrible.
It's so, I was just listening to Jasmine Crockett, representative from Texas, kind of talking about this, and she was saying like it's such a bad attempt to like sway people into that camp, and it's like it's not going to work. All it's doing, like
It'll work on some very low information people who like literally, but
those are probably people that like we're going to do that to begin
yeah.
with, but it's not
Yeah.
like moving the needle. It's just like a demonstration of like idiocy, you
Yeah.
know? Much, I mean, that's literally all the Republican Party it has to offer at this point. It's just like a
Yeah.
demonstration of their idiocy and their like ineptness and inability to lead, and their hunger for power. There's nothing else. It's so gross.
50 Cent said that Lauren Boebert makes the White House look good. They were in the Capitol.
Oh, they weren't even
So
in the White House?
they weren't in the fucking White House. He was in the Capitol. Lauren Boebert's probably never even been in the White House before. Like she works in fucking Congress. I hate y'all so much.
Oh, man.
Oh man. Open the schools. It's so bad here.
Oh, seriously. Fund the schools.
Enough about him. I fucking hate him. I can't decide who I hate more though, P. Diddy or him. I mean, P. Diddy obviously wins,
Yeah, I think so.
but 50 Cent is also very bad guy. Like not like
Remember
revenge porn and all kinds of crazy shit.
when Chelsea Handler was like fucking him?
She was right.
Yeah, and they're
Oh,
like best
but also
friends.
J-Lo was fucking P. Diddy, so
I mean, these women, they got some questionable taste, let me tell you.
P. Diddy was messing with everybody though.
Literally, like men, women,
Literally.
and children.
Yeah.
The whole the what the full spectrum.
I want to talk about one of the things on my list right off the bat. Traitors.
My God.
Season 3 cast announced. I wasn't expecting that. It was out of nowhere.
Yeah, which leads me to believe it's gonna happen like soon,
It
right?
should. It takes too
Yeah.
fucking long. I thought this is like
Yeah.
actually too long between when they wrapped last season And I don't care. Like, honestly, Alan Cumming is cool, but I don't like need him. Like, he's not really the draw for me. Like, you could put anybody in there. You could put Sharon Osbourne and I'd be like, okay.
Oh my God, Sharon Stone.
Honestly, put Sharon Osbourne in there. She would eat. Come on.
At the house?
Remember Rock of Love Charm School? Yeah. So fucking good. Sharon Osbourne. But actually, Sharon Osbourne is a TERF, I think. I believe.
Oh, 100%. She's like...
She is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's disgusting.
Oh.
Her belief system is just like, okay.
Stevie Nicks is the only person from that fucking generation who's like... Not
and Cher.
Completely. Cher, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cher's kind of weird, though. She's like, didn't her boyfriend recently just get into a fucking fist fight with Travis Scott and his entourage?
Well,
at Sundance or some shit?
According to Cher, he ended the fight. He didn't start it.
Yeah. Him versus all three of them, I'm sure. Okay, Cher ended it. Shut up. She's a little kooky, but I love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so traitors.
Oh yeah, I was like, what were we talking about?
remember we made that list during on my birthday. We made a trip to Boston.
Yeah.
Which Boston was fun. Wait, what was your favorite thing in Boston? Or what was your favorite thing about our because we went to Boston, guys, for my birthday, totally random trip, 2 days. Fun.
Oh my God.
3 days.
It was so fun.
2 days.
It was exhausting, but it was fun. It was like two days. Yeah. The food was actually so good.
So good, and all the martinis hit.
Yeah,
everyone was like, so nice,
very nice, like ridiculously nice.
But I told you going into that, I told you I was like, oh, people think that Boston is like mean. No, everybody is like, hi, can we get just like many people.
Oh my God, it was crazy how nice everyone was. I was like, this place is like not what I thought it was. It's like actually like a, I mean, we were in like a bubble, but
yeah,
I liked it. I mean. What was the
a
best
thriving
part?
Gay scene.
Oh yeah.
Low
I think
key.
The best part was just being with you.
Oh. my favorite part was the oyster bar with martini.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. Yeah, that martini bar was the best.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know. Black something?
I don't know.
Well, it was like we wanted to go somewhere else, but it was too full. Guys, if you want to eat in Boston, you have to like book 3 days ahead or 4 days because it's like you can't. Yeah. Anyways, that was a tangent, but shout out to Boston. If you're listening, you live in Boston. We probably love you.
Yeah.
Traitors cast.
Right.
So we made that list. Only one of the people that we listed. Do you remember who it is?
No.
Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval, right.
I remember we wrote him because we were just like, oh, the devil, put him.
Yeah.
But everybody else, no. None of our wish list made it.
I'm very surprised by Dorinda.
Well, I'll go through a little list. I don't have the full one, but these are the people that like matter. Tom Sandoval, Chrishell Stahls from Selling Sunset. I don't really watch Selling Sunset. I watch Selling OC.
I know the name. Couldn't place her in a crowd.
Oh, here's some tea. They're doing Selling and Why.
Are you going to be on it?
I'm not in real estate.
You used to be.
You can find a way. That will be amazing. I don't know how it works because that can't be the same agency, right? I don't, unless they have a partner, but I think Selling Long Island would make more sense personally, but maybe you do the main city and then you do an all, like, you know what I mean? Because Long Island is like the OC of,
They should do Selling Staten Island.
Selling Staten Island. What's your name? But you're not going to be selling real estate. Shout out to Staten Island, we love you. Tome of the Drunken Monkey.
Never been.
Oh, get up, Karen.
Can you imagine if Big Ange was on Traitors?
So fucking good. She would not do well though.
Oh no, she would be like, she would not be a traitor.
Drita would be really good. I feel like she would.
Yeah.
I feel like Big Ange would probably go a long way because people just like her, but I don't think she would do really well in the challenges. And
I wonder if they've reached out to any of the Mob Wives cast because like it's literally they're like they should all be on that show.
Drita, absolutely.
I
guarantee she has nothing going on right now. So sorry, Drita, if you hear this, do not come find me. I love you.
Drop it.
Literally fight me. Britney Spears' ex-husband, Sam
Oh,
Asghari.
yeah, that was shocking.
But get this, there's also that blonde girl who was on Big Brother. Her name is Britney. I think she
Yeah.
won. He's gonna be so perplexed when he shows up in the house and there's another blonde named Britney. He's gonna be like, wait, what? Because I don't think he like speaks very much English at all, right? Does he? I'm so sorry if he does, guys. I'm not trying to. I
I
just
think
can imagine that the only person that could possibly be married to Britney Spears would be someone who doesn't speak English. Because I just like, because if you did, you'd be like, I'm out of here.
No, I think he's totally American
Really?
and yeah.
No, I feel like he was four. Like he's not from.
No, I think he's
I
totally
just. I guess just like the fantasy I had in my head was that Britney Spears like married a foreign backup dancer who speaks like no English. She just fucks him all day.
I
I mean,
wouldn't
that's
put
the
it past
dream.
her. Yeah.
Bob the Drag Queen, RuPaul's Drag Race. Again, know who this is. Don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race. But people, he's kind of controversial, right?
He's a loudmouth. He'll bring a lot of spice to the table unless they kick him out first, like they always do
Like they do
for
the
the
other LGBTQ people.
Do they keep Alan coming around those outfits? I don't know.
It seems though that this cast is very LGBTQ kind of
There's
ally.
too many Survivor people.
Yeah, I noticed that. There's quite a few. Didn't even list them here because it doesn't matter to me. But you're kind
Like
of a
who?
Survivor person.
I mean, I dabble, but
I
like only
dabble.
recently because my boyfriend liked it. Like that, I don't know who these people are. I don't care. I just like to watch people like suffer.
See, whenever I date somebody, I need to date someone who doesn't really have interests so that when I can do stuff, it's really just about let's take that remote away from you. They're like, touch the remote. I'm like, no, let's put that over here.
Oh,
Because we're gonna
trust. We only,
watch what I wanna watch.
yeah, we
And
only
you're
watch
gonna
it at his place.
like men without interests. So we can have my interests.
Or thoughts.
Two people from The Bachelor. It's not my culture. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Zac Efron's brother, Dylan. I don't really know what that means. Are we supposed to know what that means?
I
That.
no.
No?
Nepotism.
Okay.
I
Is he
don't
hot?
know.
I didn't even look at the photo. Is he hot?
Let's find out.
His brother's not hot anymore, though. His brother looks fucking crazy now.
The steroids and the filler. Ooh.
Ugh.
No. The brother
No, he's
is
not.
giving like Midwest. He's
But is
giving.
he like not hot like normal people wouldn't sleep with him? Or is he not hot like people like you and I would sleep with him?
He's giving like thin
Degenerates.
lips. Oh, he's giving body, but he's giving thin lips. He's gonna
Okay.
be like the Bergie of the season.
Okay, well, I would sleep with Bergie, so.
The body's good. I'm not into the face, but
Okay.
I'm sure
We
he'll
will
like,
see.
yeah.
Dorinda
Who else?
Medley.
Oh yeah, I mean that's gonna be incredible. If she fucking
Dolores
gets kicked,
Catania.
who's that?
New Jersey.
Oh, Delore, yeah.
It kind of makes sense. It makes sense that she would be.
Yeah,
She's kind of
she
like a
need,
Mob Wives-ish.
yeah, needs a paycheck.
Delore, I mean, Dorinda will be great, obviously, for anywhere where there's
Ever
just free-flowing wine in a castle. I mean, this is kind of like
made for
Berkshire's
her.
on steroids.
It's made for her.
Yeah, Bluestone Manor. Yeah. And now she's not going to be as uptight because she doesn't even have to clean up anything. So she's going to just be wandering around this fucking manor, wasted, barefoot, screaming at people.
Can't wait to see what
I
her
think
hair
she's.
looks like in at breakfast.
You know what I bet happens too? I bet because they know that she has a really strong social kind of game, because she is a very social person. She's easy to kind of get along with, and she's kind of motherly too. I
She
feel like
loves to talk.
she'll be out. Like she'll play so hard, and I feel like they're gonna be like, get her out.
Unless they make her a traitor first off.
Because like last season, that Johnny Bananas guy, they got him out the
Yeah.
first day because they were like, oh, he's gonna be too good.
Oh, but that would be so bad for the
The viewers.
viewers.
I
I hate it
know.
when that happens. We'll see.
But I'm sure production would easily find a way to be like, bring her back in. You know?
I like it when they do that, when they're like, that was a bad decision, so we're just going to change
exactly.
the rules.
It's like, y'all are fucking things up.
Fucking idiots.
Okay, so who else? We have Chanel Ayan. She is from Real Housewives of Dubai, which, by the way, season two premiered the other day. Like, Bravo sent me the first three episodes. I'm so serious, y'all. I watched the first episode, didn't even make it through the 30 minutes. Cut it off. I don't care about these women.
If nothing happens, right? It's just like, look how rich I am.
And Dubai is like not an interesting like city to me. It's just too fake. It's too like new and like it's too rich. Yeah. Give me a broke city.
Yeah.
You know?
New Orleans.
No, oh my God, please. I told you about New Orleans, right? I went there.
Yeah.
You
haven't like told me about the whole trip, but we'll do that off camera.
Yeah. I love the city of New Orleans, guys. I'm obsessed with New Orleans as a city. It's like, I want to live there. But I knew I would. I knew I would. Yeah. It's culturally just like in line with where I want to be, which is just super chaotic, like old ass architecture, some of the oldest architecture in the country. Right. Cause New Orleans is one of the first cities. Mm-hmm. It's one of the oldest. Mm-hmm. I just love New Orleans. If you're from New Orleans, shout out. Jealous. Okay. Chanel Ayan, and then lastly I wrote Sierra Miller, who you definitely don't know who this is. This is Summer House.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know why she was cast. Like Lindsay Hubbard would have been. I heard that Lindsay Hubbard was supposed to be on this. Again, you don't know who this is. But if you did, you would love her.
I'm sure if I saw a picture of her, I would recognize her. Like
yeah.
Yeah, I just don't watch that show. I've watched it with you, but I don't watch it by myself.
We did watch it in Boston.
Boston. Mm-hmm.
Bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the people that matter. I'm excited. Anyway, I love that they only do famous people, like reality stars, and don't mix in the normies. I don't like that.
It was weird. It was kind of cool to see like Brandi Glanville the first season like screaming at just like an average Joe. Like I actually loved that.
Yeah.
But like I get why they like stopped doing that because it is random. But
Dorinda?
Like it was great to see.
Dorinda, Dolores, Chanel. You can why did you see the balloons? Idea. Dorinda, Dolores, Chanel. You can switch out one of these housewives for another housewife. Who are you doing?
I'd get rid of the Dubai one. Dubai.
Oh, Dubai. I thought you said the buy one.
The buy. Like,
get rid of the buy. Not during Pride Month. Fuck. I would get rid of the Dubai one too. And I would probably switch in Megan King Edmonds.
I would switch in Carlton.
Carlton Jeff, yeah. They wake up in the middle of the night. She's just like standing in the castle and in like a velvet robe casting spells. Fuck, dancing, she's so like, crazy.
They like wake up in the middle of the night. She's like dancing naked around a fire
under the full moon. She's Wiccan. J-Lo canceled her tour. Luann is performing for sold out audiences.
Yeah, the timeline shifted.
They turn. One thing about those tables, they turn. I don't really have many thoughts about this. I could give a fuck about J-Lo and her career. She's got enough money to just like retire and just like do whatever for the rest of her life.
Apparently no one else gives a fuck about her either.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Fuck. I've never really heard of someone like canceling a tour at that height of their career. I mean, that's nuts.
That gotta hurt.
I mean, even Erika Jane was selling tickets for $2 or $7 or whatever, and she kept going. Ugh.
Can you imagine like being part of the team?
That would suck. Yeah.
It's like, more things. Whatever.
Luann's doing well though.
I know. I mean, what was that that she was
It was
performing at with
like
all those
a, it was
people?
called Hoopla, I think. It's like a
Oh, okay.
UK festival thing. So it's, granted,
So,
it's not all people that were there for her, but she was
yeah.
headlining and they seemed happy.
Yeah,
They knew the
I mean,
words. One
and
thing about those words, they knew them.
they were screaming.
They were screaming them. Good for her, you know.
Yeah.
So Traitors was on my list this week. Something that I don't like this week that was on my list, because it can't always be positive. My favorite show, Summer House Martha's Vineyard, was canceled. They're not canceled, but it's put on pause, I guess, indefinitely by Bravo. Now, Summer House Martha's Vineyard is basically just like a spin-off of Summer House, and it's all black people, and it's in
Yeah,
Martha's Vineyard.
why'd they do that?
You say it's the blacks, right? It's the black one.
That's what
The brown one. No, it was a really great show, and but I can't ever have nice things, so
Do you think it's because Bravo viewers are racist?
I could be. You know what? So I think a lot of times when people think about these shows and they think like, okay, so like for instance, Real Housewives of New York City, people when it got rebooted, people realized that the ratings were so poor, and people were like, well, it's such an important show. I'm like, no, I think that people have this idea of a Bravo viewer being like a metropolitan gay man and his gay girl or his straight girlfriends, which sometimes, but when I went to BravoCon and they sent me there, they sent me for 2 years in a row, and I looked around and I was like, that's not really the case. It's a
No,
lot
it
of your
is
like your crazy
white
aunt on
women.
Facebook who's like yes. So that's kind of like the audience, and I think that we fail to realize that sometimes we remember that.
Yeah.
So kind of shows like that I think take a little bit longer to catch on, especially if it's not focused just on women. Like, Potomac does really well, Atlanta does really well, but it's a little. Also, this is these people are a little bit younger, so it's a different age group. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's also like I feel like they like it's like a weird time to like introduce a new show like in between like all like it, there's like a lull like there's no other like Housewives on right now, so like no one's like giving a shit about Bravo, so like what's this filler show, like it's not gonna like catch audiences as much as like is if it was like following like one of the main seasons of one of the franchises, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's rough times right now. It's rough times right now. It's rough times right now. You got Dubai and you
Are
got
you gonna be
Jersey.
okay?
I'm good. I don't know. I might have to start reading.
Oh
I do
no.
read. Oh no, fuck. I like Billie Eilish.
Love Billie Eilish.
I knew you're kind of a Billie Eilish person, but I just recently, well, it's that one song that kind of like introduced me. The
Lunch.
Birds of a Feather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't like the one about eating pussy?
I like that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
she's
like
cute.
her. Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, you should. She's
That's really it.
yeah.
That's all that needs to be with her. David LaChapelle just shot two of the ugliest album covers you have ever seen and
Oh,
released
God.
the album covers this past week.
What is it?
He did the album cover for Ice Spice's forthcoming album and also Meg Thee Stallion's. Look at them and tell me what you think.
Oh,
On first glance, they.
the Ice Spice one is the Subway one, right?
Yes, yeah. It's like on first glance, but when you stare at it longer, you're like, oh, this is not. He took the money and ran.
Someone hired an intern to design that set.
Yeah. Did you see the Meg Thee Stallion one?
I'm looking at it right now.
People are dragging it online. I love Meg Thee Stallion too. I want her to win, but.
Oh,
Are you seeing it? No, not
yeah.
good. The giant M, it's so
Where are
strange.
they?
I have no idea. Also, the composition feels really off. Like it feels really left heavy.
Yeah, she's like down in the corner.
I have no idea.
It's worth it. Yeah, he's
Oof.
lost the plot.
He really has. I love Dave LaChapelle too. I went to an art exhibit he had at Fotografiska in New York, and it was like amazing. It was like three stories of all of his like religious work and all of that stuff. Still one of the best photographers in our modern times, but ooh, this is not it. Did he ever do music videos? He had to have. Oh, he
Probably,
did. Oh, he did Gwen Stefani videos. He did the Rich Girl video.
My favorite David LaChapelle is the lipstick video with Amanda Lepore.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I love Dave LaChapelle. I want to ask you about your list this week. What are you into?
I'm into the fact that there's so many good horror movies out right now and coming out. This is going to
Coming
be
out,
like a
Maxine.
really good year for horror, and I think that the summer movie lineup is like
Wait, so what? Like, besides, because I can only think of Maxine. I'm not like a huge horror person outside of that. I have a very specific.
Into Violent Nature, Maxine. Did you watch The First Omen? It just came out on like Hulu.
No.
Oh my God,
Is it
it's so
good?
good. It's so good.
It's like a reboot.
No, it's like a prequel
Oh, okay.
to The First Omen. It like ends with Damien being born. What
Okay.
else? I mean, I'm really excited for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Are those
Maxine,
the
but yeah,
summer?
Mac yeah, Maxine though, like that's like the newest trailer came out, I think, yesterday.
Iconic.
Ugh.
So good.
It's gonna be
It's like,
so
but I
good.
almost don't want them to give anything away because it's getting, now I'm starting to figure out what the plot is, and
I'm
I
still
pretty,
kind of confused.
I know what it's
I'm
about. I know what hell it's gonna go, kind of.
Oh,
So
really? I feel like
I can put it together. I'm
I haven't
deep in
picked
it,
up on that
Nolan.
yet.
I'm very deep in. I'm like in the fucking weeds. We're talking like
Yeah,
Reddit.
you are like the Maxine Queen.
I am the Maxine Queen. If you guys haven't watched the trailer, please go watch it. It's this movie's gonna be my entire personality, the rest of the summer. But I just love this trilogy, and I think this one's gonna be so good. Halsey's in it randomly. Halsey's one of those kind of like very cringy pop artists, but I feel like in real life she's probably the coolest person.
And so far from what I've seen in the trailers, like she's like acting, and I'm like, oh, you can act. Like you should you shouldn't sing, you should act.
Yeah.
You know, it's
She's putting
weird.
her whole Halusi into this role. Want to go to the B side, actually, so that we can talk about the rest of your list and talk about the rest of my list, because one of the things on my list is today, right before we got on here, Real Housewives of OC trailer just came out. I know you're not like a huge OC.
I stopped watching when Vicky left because, like, what's the point?
No, you're wrong. So that's okay though. They are in their new. You know what? I'll hold the thought and we'll bring it over to the B side. Tell the people about your podcast. Tell them when you're going to have a new episode out and tell them where to listen and where to follow.
Podcast is called You Should Probably Read More. I do it with my friend Shannon Kelly. We release monthly. We have a new one coming out, I think, this week or next week. And you can find us on all the socials that You Should Probably Read More.
And on the note of Real Housewives of the OC trailer, guys, right before I got on here, actually, someone who represents one of the women on that show reached out to me because they saw that I was talking about the trailer and they were like, oh, we should get them on your podcast. So that's probably something that we're talking about. When that happens, I
Love.
will let you guys know. I don't want to tell you who because I hate to jinx myself, but it's going to be a holy experience. Let's just say that. I love you guys. Go over to the B side, patreon.com/the B list. You could subscribe there, get this and other bonus episodes, and we are going to continue talking over there. And I want to talk about how awful Real Housewives of New Jersey is, but also how amazing Real Housewives of the OC is. Love you guys, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.